Wow! That's our cat.
That's cool.
Sounds like a velociraptor. Or the predator.
Now, isn't that adorable?
Well, yeah, yeah. But it sounds like a roar here.
Yeah,
it's like... But that's the cat.
That's the cat
baby purring,
that's
right?
Cat purring.
Do you hear that?
Yeah,
no wonder I'm distracted. I have my headset on. I'm doing my interview. Everything's going lovely. I'm having a great time.
And
then I'm hearing over my ear, ear things here, this huge roar of a purr. I mean, he's so cute, and he knows it, doesn't he? Oh, you know it.
So Baby Boy is completely content with you on the phone.
Baby Boy, there's people in the world now that have heard Baby Boy purr, and that's the important thing. He is so amazing.
Well, I'm going to take that and sample it and put it into a commercial somewhere.
Yeah,
we'll use that for you. We'll make sure we credit Baby Boy because we don't want Baby Boy coming back and suing us, all
right? Right,
we want to make sure Baby Boy gets the proper crediting for his work.
You're funny. All of you, and that's a collective sample you're funny. That's a collective you're funny, you know? But, I in doing this kind of work, just like doing your kind of work, you know, you have to have a good sense of humor. You know, because you kind of deal with something a little unusual.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, over time it becomes so usual.
Yeah.
And so normal.
Totally. Yeah.
And you start to kind of get to this place, I think, that a lot of people who might do this kind of work who've heard me on, you know, another show or heard anyone, you just start not to be so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Because you realize a little bit, you know, we are immortal. You know, we live forever. We should not, we cannot, well, we can, but we definitely should not interfere with the natural cycle of life, meaning that there's our natural chosen beginning, middle, and end.
Agreed.
We should always fight for every breath of life we have. No matter if we're going through a terrible time in the physical or we're going through a wonderful time or somewhere in the middle like a lot of people, we have to fight for every breath of life we have here. This is a very important time in our development, and it plays a very important role to our afterlife. So we definitely have to pay attention and give it some mind. And it really doesn't mean we have to make, you know, $350,000 a year, even though we'd like to.
Everyone would like that.
I don't think I'd want to.
Everybody would love to, or make $1 million, you know, or more.
Well,
you know,
I want the responsibility, but I'd want the money. Yeah.
Well, you know, but I'm saying if we do what we want to do, and we just try to do it the best we can, and we learn our lessons along the way, and we try to be kind, as honest as we can, and to listen to what's right as opposed to what's wrong,
mm-hmm.
as often as we can, every temptation that we know is really, truly wrong,
mm-hmm.
Is another opportunity to do the right thing and to feel good about yourself.
Exactly.
You know what? That's so true, because I went through that this week.
You went through that, yeah.
And I'm not going to bring up any details,
Scott,
but these guys know
week.
That this week. I went through that exact situation, and it's really an emotional thing.
I'm proud to report he did the right thing. Yeah.
I'm like, that's all I'm going to say about it. But that really grabs me in the chest, because it's like, you know.
And now you've heard affirmation and confirmation that was correct, because.
Yeah.
I mean, that synchronicity.
Well, I knew what the right thing was.
Yeah.
I knew what the right thing to do was, but I'm like, okay.
But sometimes
it's the hardest.
Temptation, it says, you know, yeah, but if you do this, blah, 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 you know. But the thing is, there's no guarantee with taking temptation neither.
Yeah.
And you know, it really is always an opportunity to feel really great about your right decision, and it's another test of your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's another test and another chain up, another move up, another mm-hmm. step up spiritually. And
mm-hmm.
even
exactly.
though we don't get that always immediately here, the payback, which unfortunately a little few, many people are too focused on that.
Yeah.
It's good to get. I don't like payback. I believe that good work deserves good reward.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think that's about being paid back necessarily. It's just if you do good work.
Trust us, we know that.
Right, and you feel good about your work, and you're not tormented about if you're doing good work, because that can get in the way of receiving, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a real bad esteem issue and think, I built a great house, but maybe the stairs will cave in, but I put 20,000 nails in the stairs. You know, if you're one of these people, you can get in the way of your receiving. But, you know, generally speaking, you know, life isn't perfect, you know, but the afterlife has its turmoil, too. It's not always perfect, neither. So we've really got to stick in here and make the best choices. And I'm constantly being challenged to do the right thing, too. And, I mean, we all are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, It just feels right when you know you did the right thing, and I congratulate you.
Well, you're talking about this.
That's what you need to do.
You're talking about this, you know, this feeling. And I'm not going to go into the details of what the situation was, but I'm just going to tell you what I felt. That's all I need to say, is that I sat there going, okay, I have option one, mm-hmm. and I have option two. Mm-hmm. Option one is very simple. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it, you know, let's leave it alone. But then with option one, carry this weight that said, you're empty now. There's something.
Yeah.
There's a piece of you. There's a piece of you that's been ripped away here, man.
But you'll never get back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't,
it will never be the same.
Yeah. If you don't go with option two, mm-hmm. option two is gonna suck, Scott.
Because
option two is gonna suck.
It's gonna be embarrassing. It's
uh-huh.
gonna be
yeah.
confrontational.
It's
going
suck.
To be stir the pot.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be absolutely
do all these things. And I knew terrible. That. And I'm like, God. This is going to be... No, I can't do this.
But it's the right thing to do.
But it's the
so
right
it's
thing.
Like one or the other. What are you going to do?
The Scott L. gut said, okay, man. I rubbed it, and it said, okay, you need to do two. It kind of, you know, the little triangle turned around and said, do it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You
do
flipped,
yeah, I shook my belly a little bit. Yeah, right?
And up to the top came, go for number two.
Of course, I did. I went through it. It was
mm-hmm.
hell. It was an hour and a half of hell.
Mm-hmm.
But I came out of it going, you know what, I still feel like a moron. And I'm still going to feel like a moron for eternity. But the most important thing was taken care of, and that was taking care of the situation and doing the right thing. Doing
the
right
thing. Even though you're connected, you all are connected when you do this show, and you are truly friends, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really, truly are friends, but you're each very individual, and you're very different as well.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, there are certain
different.
Things that bring you together. And there's certain things that your interests bring you together, but there's definitely differences between you.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, yeah. Scott who told the story, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I knew that, of course, I'm just teasing you. I'm not out to lunch, I know. But, Scott,
yeah.
You know, you're a very multi-talented person. You know, I mean, you're not an old guy. You know, you're still very young. Are you in your 20s?
I was in my 20s about 2 months ago.
Okay, so
welcome
they're
to
still
your
putting
30.
You in your 20s, but not
yeah.
your early 20s, I wouldn't think. So.
Oh, absolutely not, no.
Okay, so 2 months ago, you just turned 30?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say that would make 30, right? I tease, too. But, you know, they put you as being still a young, you know, young, vibrant guy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot matters to you in terms of love and relationship.
Yeah.
Very much the love relationship kind of guy. Want a sturdy, steady, faithful, trusting, loving marriage communion. Serious.
Oh, so that's why I'm not married yet, huh?
That's what you want. No, that is what you want. That's
yeah.
actually a big part of
that's
your purpose
yeah.
of being here is about being in love or put it this way, being with somebody that you can relate to and that they can relate to you. And that's very firmly implanted in your purpose. And you will have that. You will have a very strong, very real, very committed relationship. And your relationship is the kind that you both go into with the idea that this is going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
One time, hopefully. You know, and from what I can see, that's likely. I will tell you, two children are very much a part of your...
Oh, God, no, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Tara, come
Scott,
on.
I know you're trying to be the tough guy here, but I love you for it.
Do you know
but
what?
But in truth, that is who you are, and you know
yeah.
it.
Do you know
and
what
that's
he
a
is?
Good thing, and that's a wonderful thing. What I mean, love is really a great purpose to be here. But there's also other things, of course, that are also attached to your energy and your future. And I will say to you that you are kind of a little. I don't know. I know you're 30, but hello.
I'm 30?
That's not me, is it? I want to make sure it's not me.
No,
but no the phone's too far.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I will tell you this, too, though, that you have some outdoors ability with you as well. Okay, like some strength
mm-hmm.
With you as well. Have you ever worked in the outdoors?
Well, I walked in my car. Is that working?
No. Like, I mean, either outside, working outside, or are you physical outside? I don't think you're a big, huge athletic person. You know what I mean?
I'm big and huge, but I'm not athletic.
Okay, but you know what I mean?
I don't
pick you up as being hugely athletic. This isn't so much about athleticism as it is about work
yeah.
outdoors. Like, have you done ever any construction or working on the car or taking up, you know, doing landscaping, anything like that?
I've done a few things here and there, but not really too intensively. You know, I've done work on cars and mechanical mm-hmm. things, but really I'm an idiot when it comes to trying to build something. That's what
okay,
I think.
Okay, well,
you know?
Building, it's not about the building. It's about yeah. being outdoors in the past in terms of working outdoors or having outdoors, or even farming. I'm not saying you're a farmer, okay?
Okay.
But I'm just saying that there's a lot of outdoor things to your energy in terms mm-hmm. of the future as well. So you might find yourself doing work outdoors as well. And it doesn't mean for your income, but just that your main income or your main source. Mm-hmm. But I do see that you also have a lot of intelligence in terms of your brain. Now, I know you're with, you know, guys and you're saying, oh, but you do. You have some intelligence, and you really are the kind of leader when it comes to certain things. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
I try to be.
Yeah,
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, because I see you as being the person who can lead
yep.
And start your own business and kind of run things and make sure everything comes together and finds out the stuff before everybody else mm. and make sure that everybody's where they're supposed to be at the right time. Do you know what I mean? And make sure deadlines are met. That's the kind of person you are.
I'll give you that one. You nailed that one right on the head.
Yeah, that's
that
who
is
you
him.
Are. That's part of your energy and that's part of who you are. You're the mm. one who leads posse. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't mean other people don't have leadership qualities. It just means that you have a leadership strongest right across the board, and you're very loyal to your cause.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very determined when you put your mind to something, whether or not the ship is sinking or if it's swimming.
That's
when, you put your word to something, you will do it.
Yeah.
I do see a good life for you. I think you're going to be fine. I think you're going to be very set. And well, there's kind of a combination of things going mm-hmm. on here. Doug?
That's me.
That's Doug.
I'm Doug.
Okay, you're funny. You're Doug. That's me.
This is...
Okay. Well, I'm not Doug. Hopefully not, anyway. That could be trouble. Now, is there something with your hair going on?
I've needed to have it cut for about 3 weeks now.
Okay, there's a big thing about your hair being long or bushy or something.
It's very bushy, and I need to get it cut.
Well,
so you've got it on your brain?
It's okay. been on my. As a matter of fact, if I had had time before the show, I was going to go get it buzzed.
Because they're talking about your hair, Doug.
I've been thinking about it.
I had ghosts for making fun of your hair.
I've been thinking about it for a week now. I've been like, every single lunch hour at work, I've wanted to go get it cut, and something has come up.
Where's the priorities at here? She's talking about me being the leadership type, and all you've been worrying about all week
I want to look
your
good.
Hair.
Yes, I want to
well,
look
see,
good.
See, that's where you differ. No, I'm teasing. Okay, no, Doug, because they're talking about your hair, and they can come up with anything they want to. It doesn't mean it's the most important thing in your life always. Sometimes it's just purely chat from
yeah, well,
spirit.
They got,
you know,
they got this
about
one.
Little things, you know?
I have to give them that one, because that has been on my mind a lot lately.
Yeah, and you do care about how you look mm-hmm. at times. You're not overly obsessed,
nope.
but, you know, you do care a little bit more than some other people about how things look. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I am.
And that's cool. And also, I do feel like you are going to go through some major changes. Okay, and I'm not talking, you know, there's always more major than what I'm saying. For anybody, but I mean, you are going to be going through some changes in the years ahead. I think that you're going to be really realizing who you really are, and doing things you really like, as opposed and finding and who you really are. You know, you've got some creativity going on. Do you know that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that was told to me last weekend.
Okay, because you're very creative, and there's a lot of things about colors and visual around you, like visual. Artistic talent or some way using visual creativity as well. And I'm not saying that discounts other forms of creativity. I'm just saying that visual is also very important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's also very much who you are and what you are. And I really do feel that you're going to be doing a major move. Or not major. You're in the States. I'm in Canada, hey? But, you know, so it's not that major, but because I think it'll be in your country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doug can't leave me, no.
I do feel like you are going to decide to make a move. I don't think it's happening immediately, definitely. Don't get, you know, don't put the pedal to the metal too fast.
Yeah.
But I do feel that you will, in the next few years, 5 years, or you know, it's fine. funny because I keep getting a 7 with you, like a 7-year period. I'm not saying you're going to move in 7 years, but I think a lot of changes are going to be happening in the next several years.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that. And are you and your mom very close?
Oh, yeah.
Because I see a real close relationship here, mm-hmm. and you can pretty much tell her anything you want.
Oh, yeah.
You? Like, very open.
Oh, yeah.
And she can pretty much tell you what you want, but she would say, if I had her here now, that you're very sensitive.
Undoubtedly, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really close to his mom.
Is that true? Yeah. Because I feel like that's what she would say, but I wouldn't say that because I don't think that, to me, you would be very sensitive. I think it's because she's your mother and she knows you more deeply and blah, blah, blah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But they do make that very, very clear that there's a close relationship there and a move. And you really do care what other people think in terms of their opinion. But the bottom line, you will always do what you want to do no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Tara?
You will listen, and you will like to find out what people think. But when it comes to the bottom line, you will do what you want.
You are talking to the hardest head in the States right
you
now.
You will do what you want. There is no doubt. But the funny thing is that you lead people on to tell you the truth. And then
oh,
you
great
just
time,
mad
great
if
time.
They don't tell you the same thing you believe or you want to know.
Oh, Doug, he's getting nervous here. Ooh, look at him. He's out.
Because there's a whole thing with that about you, but you're actually quite adorable.
I guess.
Which is really cute.
The chicks
too.
Love Doug, man.
I must have told whoever you're getting your information from, I must have done that to them. I do that a lot, where what I'll do is I'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah, I still want to, you know, whatever. Go to the concert, go to the movie, go do this, go do that, go do the other thing, whatever. And or I'll be at your house at 7 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, 3 days later.
Yeah.
And it's like, did I miss that?
Yes, you did, Doug.
I went and did what I wanted anyway. Yeah. I do that. That does happen to me.
So it's not really early Alzheimer's kicking in.
It's not just Alzheimer's.
It's about time I heard your voice. Let's hear your voice, because I got to get a little bit from your voice. You got to tell us something.
Tell me something. Oh, Will.
When's your birthday, Will?
June 8th.
Oh, my God, I knew you were going to say the January or June. Okay. Terrific. June 8th, right?
Right.
Okay, and are you in your 20s as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can I have your year? Are you allowed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's 1979.
Oh, you're just a young thing.
No
yes,
kidding, jeez.
What? It's nice to be born in 1979. Oh, my God, that would be great.
It is when you turn 30, yeah.
Don't even go there, honey. 40 is here for me.
Oh, well, I'm 38 in March is what I do.
Oh.
So, yeah.
No wonder you're a creative being.
Mm-hmm.
March, you're a March baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's always creative.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a September anywhere connected to you?
Oh.
A September date? Like, meaning a friend, not a friend, a family member, a sister, a brother, a mother, a father, anybody, hello?
It'd be my best friend's the only one who's in September.
My dad, but
okay.
So it
okay.
depends on what you're picking up.
Okay, because I get it more at first, because when the March person, which is Doug.
That's me, yes.
Okay, I get the September connection is really important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much, you know, we should talk about, but I mean, I don't think it was always easy with your dad, you know?
Wow.
I don't think it's easy. Okay, and I think there's a lot under the bridge there.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll just leave it at that. Okay. But I gotta tell you, Spirit really wants you to know that you are very loved, and you all are. I mean, every person I've ever read for, I always feel a lot of Spirit around. I occasionally don't, but 9 times out of 10 you do. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of love for you, and there's a grandmother in Spirit that's talking to you. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Doug?
I do.
Okay, and a very chatty, lovely lady who loves you a lot. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah.
And she wants you to know that you're very, very loved, and don't let those things get you down. Not that you do or that you don't. I'm totally outside of it. But she just wants you to know that she loves you very, very much, and everything's okay. And did you have this thing, or did somebody have this thing with France?
France, not me. Not
and I'm
me.
Not saying that they're from Paris or from France. I'm talking about, did somebody go on a trip to France, a trip to Paris, or always want to go to somewhere like France or Paris? And I'm Doug, I'm with you.
It's not, no, I can't think of any.
It's not you yourself. I'm saying that I feel like it's somehow connected to your family or this lady that is talking. Okay.
Hmm.
Now, hold on.
Something I'd have to figure out.
Yeah, one sec. And also your mom's mother. Are you close to your mom's mother?
We weren't particularly close,
mm-hmm.
but there's definitely a lot of love and respect on my mom's family side, yes.
Definitely. Okay. But I'll tell you, and also your granddad is crossed over too, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like he's there as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. And also, there's got to be an M connection, like an M.
That's my grandmother. That's my mom's mom.
Okay, and they're acknowledging her as well.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you're really loved a lot. There's a lot of people in spirit. There's still a lot of people that are still here. No buts. You know, because I think you're going to be really good and really fine. But please. We know you're stubborn sometimes. I'm very stubborn sometimes. It's okay because I know the feeling. I can share that with you. But please, sometimes, don't become overly cautious and bitter about people too quick and too fast. But at the same time, and this is more the important part, is don't trust somebody too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I'm going through that learning phase right now.
Yeah, don't trust immediately. You know, follow your instinct. Don't immediately judge one way or the other. Take 5 minutes, listen to your inner voice, and, you know, things will strike you as odd or weird, then you know.
Mm-hmm.
If things feel really wonderful and lovely, and not because the person's telling you exactly what you think you want to hear, be careful. But I do feel that you're generally, usually surrounded by good people.
Mm-hmm.
But so you don't have to fret. But just do pay a little bit of mind to that, okay?
I certainly will.
And also,
will.
I see some painting for you. You're going to be painting something.
Interesting.
You're going to do new to
helping
me.
Helping somebody paint a place or an apartment or a house.
Hmm.
Do you understand that?
Not
you
yet.
Don't?
Not
you
yet,
will.
But I can definitely see it in the future.
Yeah, I see, like, painting an apartment or a house, like literally, like, interior painting. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like painting inside.
Yep.
Of a home or a house or an apartment. But this is coming up.
That very well could be in the cards, yes.
Yeah, I think it's coming up soon. Okay? But don't rush too fast, okay, sweetie? Because sometimes you put the pedal to the metal too quick.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay?
That's
just
amazing.
Just be a little patient. And Will, where are you, Will?
I'm here.
I got to follow spirit. You know how that is.
Yeah, well, right.
Okay, Will, and your birthday again was June 8th?
That's correct.
Is that right?
Yeah, right.
And 1979, right?
Right.
Okay. And is your true name again William, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And does anyone ever call you Bill?
Yeah.
We laugh every time it happens, but yeah.
Yeah, you do, because they're both good names. I mean, both Will and
Will. When we met Will, we knew him as Will. Will, you're Will. And then we met his old school friends, his crew he used to run with back in the day, right?
He used to call him always Bill.
They call him, so they're like, hey, Bill. And we're like, it makes our mind kind of, whoa.
Who are they talking about?
Who are they talking about? Oh, yeah, Will, right?
Will, yeah.
Who are they talking about? Now, listen, sweetie, Will. Okay, I won't call you Bill. I'll call you Will. Unless you want me to call you Bill.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're going to make the other two co-hosts self-combust if you call him Bill. Just call him Will.
We'll be like, who's she talking about? I don't know.
Who's this book guy?
Bill.
Okay, Bill. You know, you are really, and it's not because only you're quiet here. You know, you're not quiet. You'll talk when you want to talk.
Mm, yeah, you can't turn him off then.
But Will, you are a deep thinker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You do a lot of thinking. Yeah. You actually have a good brain for thinking. You don't give yourself nearly as much credit as you should. I don't feel at all. But nonetheless, you know, you're very young, and I think that will change. I want to say to you that right now, let me just take a look here, a little deeper here with you.
Oh, boy.
No, just think of boy. No, I'm just looking at it deeper.
Okay.
No. Okay, I don't see, like, the thing is with you, I don't know if it's because you want change, but there is a period of waiting with you, okay? There's, like, a little bit of ice to be broken first before things start to, I don't know if the word is change or gradually become more of what you want. I do see a very intense an intelligent person when you put your mind to something you love to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you put your mind to something that you like or you love, you're not like me. You don't have ADD. Okay? It's like you really are very focused, and you really are very much a part of that. It's almost like you can become obsessed with something if you really, really like it. I do see that they're showing me that you have a lot of possibilities with your mind. Your mind is a great asset if used correctly. You don't love everything. You don't love everything. That's logical. Nobody is. But you have very specified and very focused possibilities. I do see you also going to school. Are you going to school now?
Yes, I am.
Because I see school with you. And I also see that you are heading in a very good direction in your future in terms of work. Work with you, and I hate the word work. I like to rather use, you know, but I don't like the word work or the word job. I think they should think of a new word because it sounds so tedious.
How about sleep?
Sleep is good.
I like that
word. Sleep is good. No, sleep is great. But, no, they make me feel like you are going to be doing good work, really good work, work that brings you a good financial reward and makes you feel very purposeful. Okay, so you'll be doing it very well. And you should always use your mind with your work. Your work should be mind-related. And if it's physical also, it should be mostly mind-related as well as physical.
Mm-hmm.
There's almost like a feeling of technology with you or working out things with your brain. I don't know if you understand that yet.
Yeah, I do.
You do? It's a very technological or electrical, or no, I don't know what this is. It's a very specified kind of, you can get really into something with your brain. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's really good for you. Work is important for you in your life and your future. I'm not talking about it from, again, a money side of things. I'm talking about it more from your purpose side of things. Not that your job is going to be your only purpose. What I'm saying, though, for the way your soul thought before it came into being in this life and your soul now, and again, I'm not talking your brain, I'm talking your soul, your spiritual side of things, they really are intense when it comes to work that they like. And that's the way they want to feel purposeful, and that part of you really wants to feel rewarded accordingly and to produce good and fine work. That seems to be very important to your soul. And you will, so you don't have to panic or freak or worry about that. I also want to say to you that in terms of love and relationship, temporarily there's a little hold about that. You're not dating now, are you?
Nope.
Because I don't see anybody now. But I do feel like that kind of is on hold for a little while other things fall into place. You have to kind of be relaxed and a little patient with it. I think you are going to be. And things will start to mellow out in that area as well and go more in a positive way a little later. Again, bringing you out in terms of social interaction with the opposite sex, which I could say the same thing about myself, and I think a lot of the guys, you know, who are listening and women who are listening all understand what I'm talking about. I don't think it's an unusual thing. I think it's the most common thing that, you know, it's a little difficult for you sometimes, but other times you're cool and you're okay. You have your, it's like some moments it's really great and you're easy to talk to and you find it fine, and then other times it's like, in no way, Jose, can't go there, can't.
Mm.
But that's going to kind of mellow out again. You're going to kind of get better at that later on. Also a lot of, you know, you actually have some drawing talents too, Will.
Okay.
There is some creative activity in you as well. It's different than Doug, but it's there. It doesn't mean it's the same. It's kind of in a different way, in kind of terms of specifications and corners, and I don't know what this is. But I don't know what that is. But you can be creative on a level of production, or not production. What is this? Or design. I don't know if it's design. I don't know what that is. No, not really design. It's hard to explain what I'm feeling. But it is very, you have a couple of things going on, okay? Okay. Now, you can think I'm crazy or not, but that's what I'm kind of getting for you, Will.
I completely understand everything you're saying.
Really? Good. Because sometimes I get it in my head, I don't know how to describe it, but that's how it feels for me.
With the artistic thing.
Pardon?
With the artistic thing, it's...
It's not architecture, is it?
No, I'm computer-based. I used to design like business cards and letterhead. And
okay, because it's like corners and spacing. And I was thinking, are you showing me architect? And then I said, no, I couldn't say architecture earlier because it didn't feel specific enough. It was just very general about that artsy side a little bit, but more about specifics. So that would make sense what you're saying now. That would fit right in.
Yeah, his was more. It's more like layout and
like
overall.
Laser sharp.
Yeah, as opposed to
feeling of dimensions.
Yep,
that's
what he does.
You know, that kind of thing. Okay, so actually that is creative too. It falls in the creative slot.
And he does very well at that too, by the way.
Yeah, yes. You're very talented, Will. You know, you're a person who likes to do what you like to do, or you'd rather do nothing.
Yep.
Oh, that's it. Oh, boy. Yeah, you got that.
It's
one.
Like, you know, and it's almost like how you are with talking. I'd rather talk about things that interest me, or I'd rather not say anything. You know,
exactly.
And that's okay. Do you know what I mean? That's cool. But when you're dealing with the women, it has to change a bit, though.
A little bit about everything.
We got to take Will to Macking 101. Get him straightened out a little
bit. Daddy Mac 101. Hey, let's do this. Let's take the fastest break.
Yeah.
Will, I'm so sorry. It's about time, I'm sure.
No, we blew right through the...
But I want to take the shortest break because when we get back, I want to talk about Tara Knight. She's talked about us.
Yeah, she's talked about... thing before we do go to break, I want to make this very clear, too.
Yeah.
We had no idea this was going to happen.
I had no clue.
Tara, you know that, too. I talked to you on the phone before the show, and I'm like, listen, the way we do this show, we pretty much come on the air and we talk. we don't have, like, a whole list of pre-done questions. We've been very clear about that. We're clear with our listening audience, too. So when we came on the show and started talking, I mean, in a million years, I didn't think we were going to be talking about politics, but we did. We talked about it a little bit, and then we just moved to you telling us about ourselves, and that's cool.
Totally unplanned.
Isn't that the best topic to each and everyone?
Totally.
You know, sometimes we just like to know about ourselves.
It really helps.
Tell me about me, because that's what I know.
The point is, though, is we had no idea about this. I mean, we didn't like get together before the show and go, okay, listen, I'm Scott, and this is what I do.
We had absolutely no clue, and then. What's really interesting is it was like a demonstration because instantly I am just engulfed I'm amazed.
Yeah.
Amazement because you nailed what I know of those two and myself as well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you knew it.
You really did, Tara.
The whoever you were talking
is
to.
I can't take any credit. I really do credit the people in spirit. They're wonderful.
They certainly know us.
Especially about this leadership thing on my part, because I'm always blowing my top at somebody.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
I'm always yelling at
somebody. You're the leader.
Let's take the fastest break. We want to come back. We're going to talk about Tara Knight this time.
We're going to talk about Tara Knight.
How's that?
We want to know about Tara Knight.
That sounds cool.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
This is Diane Goodman Larson, and if you want to find me with regard to Mars and time travel, you can go to www.doortoatlantis.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Highway run.
Listen to W Paranormal Talk Radio Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Pioneer Radio Network. For show information, visit WParanormal.com.
Ghost Hunting, my ethereal anti-drug.
This is Pat Pichu of the Bellwitch website, www.bellwitch.org, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
You're all going to die down here.
I'm Doug.
I'm Scott Al.
I'm Will.
And of course we have... Yes, we have Tara on the phone. Tara, I want to know about you a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you...
Okay,
you just
well,
are,
here you go.
You go all
and
over
actually,
the place.
I'm a very normal person. You might not have figured that out. But I am. I got a crazy sense of humor. That you probably figured out. It may have meshed with you, or it may have thrown you way far away. We're not sure.
It meshes perfectly.
Meshes okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. But the thing is I really love my life. I do readings every day. I do them on the telephone with regard to people all over the world.
Yeah.
I also do healing sessions. That's a whole new ball game. I do healing. I also have a radio show, which is on the Internet as well,
mm-hmm.
called The Tara Knight Show. And that can be heard at my website, TheTaraKnightShow.com. And my name, which I always get asked, how do you spell your name,
mm-hmm.
is actually very simple. It's TaraNight, no K. So the TaraKnightShow.com is where the show is.
Well, we're going to link you. You'll be permanently linked to our website, so everybody, of course, if you want, check out Tara's site. Check it out.
No.
I mean, we'll have it up there. That's what we do with every guest we have on our show.
We link everybody up.
You get a permanent link. That's our Lovely. Thank you to you.
I'll put a link on ours, too, your show.
Well, thank you.
I will do that. I will actually do that. It might even be up and running by tomorrow.
Cool.
Speaking of your show, if you want, if you ever need any contingents of ghost hunters...
Oh.
Ding, we either are some, or, well, we are some, but we also know a lot.
We know a lot.
So if you want to talk to ghost hunters from the United States anyway, or Windsor.
Yeah.
We know the Windsor Ghost Hunter Society.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we...
I could make a joke, but I will. I'm teasing. You know, come on. We joke. You know, they know because they're Canadian and they know how it is. And they probably joke about the Toronto ghost hunters. You
they
know,
probably do.
Yeah.
They do. Oh, those Toronto ghost hunters. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. They're here now. You know? Those Torontonians, they're so snobby, and I can hear it in advance.
Oh,
but the truth is I also do the show, and I, of course my website for readings is www.taranight.com, just the straight taranight.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I am writing a book right now. I'm almost finished.
When it comes out, you've got to come back on.
Yeah,
I'd love to.
We'd love
Thank
to have you
so
back
much
on.
For the invite. I'd love to. I'd absolutely love to.
Oh, that would be awesome. Help announce the book and everything. That would be fantastic.
You know, I'm actually, I hate to say this, I'm in the process of writing three, and it's a bugger because I don't really like to write.
You're a little busy, aren't you?
And I'm honest about it. I don't like to write, but I know that if I don't write what I've encountered and what I've learned, I think the whole, I don't think that my whole life would have been purposeless or, you know, any of that, because I think that the work is really what it's about for me in this lifetime, is the readings and bringing spirit back to the people who are still alive, and so that they still don't lose hope, or, you know, kind of, it's very important. I mean, I like being read myself. I mean, I believe in the process enough now, having been a reader for a number of years, and I understand that it's real enough that
you've convinced
I do get
me.
Read.
Well, yeah, I was convinced before, but I mean, I'm telling you,
you're so cool.
Spirit knew me. They told you about me, and now I'm scared. Yeah.
Thank you. And the truth is I believe in the process enough now to realize that, of course, there's charlatans out there, and just, you know, like there is in everything and anything. Mm-hmm. There's good and there's bad. But there are so many good people out there who do it as well that I like to be read as well. I mean, to keep me going on track. I'm very inspired and intrigued by this work and by the other side. And I cannot say how important it is to me. I mean, my job is probably, in my case, my life. Because I feel like, excluding my husband, he's my life too.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, without my husband, there probably wouldn't be my job. So there you go. They go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
But it really, it's so incredible. There's so many things I'd like to share. Maybe one day I will come back if you'd invite me, because I'd very much like to talk about some of the experiences with spirit that I've had in the physical world and other things that other people have seen. And
mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of right up your alley. It's phenomenal.
I think that would be fantastic.
It's incredible. It's like even when sometimes when I'm talking, even today, after all I've seen and all I've done and all of that, blah blah blah, it's brand new. I mean, it's as if when I talk about it and I start to remember some of the things that happened, and you know, my hairs on my own skin just kind of start sticking up around my neck. Not that I have a lot of hair, everybody, because I don't. I'll assure you, I do not have a lot of hair.
From the cold Canadian frontier.
Fine hairs, you know, and I don't wax because I don't have hair, okay? I'm
okay.
But let's clarify that first. No, I'm teasing. But, you know, and honestly, I stand right up because it's all real. It was so real and so true that it changed my whole life.
So
you
don't necessarily have to go ghost hunting then, since you can talk to them anytime.
Well, put it this way, and that's a very good question. Wow, nobody's ever asked me that before. Like that. That's
I get that
really
a lot. You're breaking new ground tonight. Good job.
Really? Well, put it this way: when it first began. All of it was in the physical world around me. It wasn't in my head at all. So I couldn't say I was going crazy, you know, in my head, because nothing was going on in my head. It was all going on outside of me and in my apartment where I was living. And my cats saw it. I mean, it was mm-hmm. like one day everything was quiet, and the next day I was seeing things. I mean, of course, I guess I provoked it in some way. I didn't realize I was. I did, and even today I don't think I really did, because I wasn't really doing any kind of ritual or anything other than natural prayer, which I've done my whole life. But I was going through a difficult time in my life, and I was praying for extra help, you know, to help me through it, because I was going through a very difficult time. And it didn't happen immediately, and of course I didn't expect anything to happen at all, because I didn't even believe that psychics or mediums were even real.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, I mean, I believed like heaven and hell and God and Jesus and Mother Mary. I mean, I'm Catholic. I grew up Catholic, and I still very much believe in God. And again, I have to really let people know that. I think that this experience and these experiences have only reaffirmed my belief in God, not taken them away. But how it is was then and how it is now is a little different. It's the same, but it's still a little different in the sense that it was a lot of physical stuff happening around me when it first happened and first began, and now it's happening a lot of times in my head through telepathic communication.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, of course, is still happening in the house that we live in our townhouse, literally a modern townhouse. And my husband knows because certain things have happened, and, you know, he knows it because certain things are physical, and he knows when things are thrown, and you know when noises are not normal and whatever have you. But most often it's in my head. But there are definitely lots of times, including this week when I was reading for a girl who was here, and we just started talking about her grandfather who crossed over, and just started, and the light actually went off in the room and then went on. And I was, and then we went on, and I continued to talk to her. I mean, it was kind of something like out of a movie, and that does not happen every single reading. I mean, everyone can relax. It rarely, if ever, happens. But then I was talking to her, and she was a very good sport about it. And as we continued to talk, I mean, I definitely started seeing translucent beings over her shoulder, and I started to see with this other gentleman who came the other day, who is African, and he's lovely. There was this bulb or an orb that flew from his back of his. I could see it, and he was facing me. It went right behind him, and it went right from around the shoulder length area as he was sitting down, right up to the ceiling. And they were trying to get my attention, and I knew that. They really want, when they start doing things like that and really want to be seen, it's because they really want attention. And they're like people. You know, we want attention. They are people. I mean, I even get tired of calling them spirits and souls and all that. Excuse the expression, the crap. I mean, they're people. You know, they're people. They're you. They're me. They're our parents. They're our families. They're our grandparents. They're our friends, you know, who passed on a little earlier. That's all. And just because they've lost their physical body, they still have everything in exact the same, exact personalities, their individual ideas, as well as their collective ideas, but they have very individual natures. Even though they're connected to each other and can telepathically talk to each other, and they don't use lips to talk like we do, it's a very natural state of being. It's actually our true natural state, including you and me. We get used to learning to talk with our mouths and, you know, because we have a body to deal with here.
Yeah.
And so when we're there, it's a very natural state just to be in our present state of being, of just being and being around other people and travel through thought and thinking of where we want to move to and where we want to go and actually moving there physically. Our astral body will go there. This universe gets me so excited because it's phenomenal. It's so much more than just being alive in a physical body or being what we deem to be dead or in the afterlife, and being a soul or spirit in the afterlife. There's so many other dimensions to the universe, and it's not how I used to think, but it is definitely how I think now because I've had too many things happen to think anything else. And I'm always in a state of learning, and I want to say that to people. I never sit back and think I know everything. If I ever was like that, I want you to shoot me because I believe, you know, as long as we're here, we are here to learn. We are here to grow. We are here to experience, and we are here to enlighten and be enlightened, and to talk as well as to be listening. And it's just phenomenal. I'm sorry I get so passionate.
Well,
it's like
yeah.
I go off on a little tangent, but it's really. It means so much.
We, well, we tell
really
people that all the time on this show. We tell people that all the time on this show. That's one of the, I mean, our main purpose we found out. It took us a couple of years to figure this out. But we figured it out not too long ago, and we said, you know what? We're dealing with all these things. This show was started, and our listening audience will be like, oh, here they go again. The show was started out, we weren't talking about ghosts.
Right.
And we found that there was all these fascinating multidimensional things, all these different ideas out there that we needed to talk about.
And
right?
You know what? They're all connected somehow.
They're all related somehow.
They're all related.
They all have something.
They're all connected. Everything around here is connected and related, and it's all about energies. And we're learning this as we go.
And our main purpose we tell people is you need to learn every day.
Mm-hmm.
You need to think. You need to always think. That's what we do here. That's the belly of this show is thinking.
I agree. I love this show already. One time I've been on it, I'm having so much fun. I know it's coming to a close soon, but
I know,
I'm thinking,
man,
it's been so much fun.
Oh, I know. 6 minutes.
But that is the meat of it right there, is that, you know, I mean, if you want to, people, what's purpose of life, man? You know, what's going on? And
you
it's
know
like,
what the purpose is? Just like what you said. The purpose is to trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Trust yourself to know what's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Follow your intuition. Follow your intelligence where it leads you. Don't fight it. don't fight inside yourself. If you're fighting inside yourself, you're doing something wrong.
And there's a lot
and
of people
all
do
that.
Do that. There's a lot of people that do that. I know I still do.
I come across
I got some more years on you, and I'm still doing
yeah.
it on occasion.
Yeah. It's natural.
So
it's human to do that.
So, but still there.
It's very yeah. human. It's very human to do that. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with it. That's how you learn.
And that's probably why we're here.
Yeah.
We have to go through those trials and tribulations.
Yeah, especially in our position, because we're always fighting as far as internally goes, because every week we talk to somebody different.
Yeah.
There's all these different ideas. There's all these things, and we're always going, well, what's the truth? What's going on here? But you know what? That is the burden of what we do, and we deal
maybe
with that.
Maybe the truth is that the universe is meant to have many different views and many different thoughts and many different ideas. And as balanced as we strive for the universe to be,
mm-hmm.
it is. But it is also equally chaotic.
Sometimes
there's beauty in chaos.
Absolutely.
And sometimes mm-hmm. there's chaos in balance. You know, it's just
mm-hmm.
it's just all meant to be there. If it was too peaceful and too perfect, we'd all go nuts. It would be a sense of, what's the word? It would be insanity.
Yeah.
It'd be boring. You'd bore yourself into insanity. You'd go crazy.
And it would
probably.
Be insanity. And sometimes just the one thing I want to learn in a day is how much I should not eat. Or when to stop eating ice cream. Sometimes that's all you got to learn one day. You know, it's when you need to stop eating ice cream.
Well,
or
I like
too much dinner.
I like
you got to learn that.
I like the experiment about stop eating ice cream. Because that way you can sit down with this gallon of ice cream
and just stare at it.
You always count on Doug.
Let me try and figure out when I need to stop.
Oh, that gallon
didn't help me. Try the next gallon.
Well, no, Tara, you make a great point. It's funny. We're laughing about that, but it's a very. I just learned how to stop biting my nails a couple weeks ago.
You're ahead of me.
I've been bragging about this.
I'm a confessed nail biter at times.
I've been walking up to
people. I just think it works. I don't swallow. I'm not a pig. No. But sometimes we all bite. I mean, I don't believe that, you know, I think it's a conscious thing we all have to, you know, but the thing is, sometimes it's just about not having a pair of scissors handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was, like, biting them. What actually made me stop is I saw a picture on the internet somewhere of somebody who their nails were literally bit down to, like, the cuticles.
I've seen pictures like that.
It made me sick.
But it's not made me stop yet.
No, it's,
so,
I'm like, this is made, that just made a believer. It's kind of like, this is your brain on nail biting, you know? I was like,
God,
okay.
What
I
next? You can't bite your nails. You can't eat too much ice cream.
No fun.
You can't
no fun.
What's left, Scott?
There's nothing to do. But the best part is I've been running around for the last 3 weeks going...
Showing everybody his nails.
I'm putting my hand in everybody's face going, hey, look. And they're like, oh, that's great. It's a hand. Wonderful. Because, you know, people
like, no, look. There's white at the end.
There's nails
like got nail there.
I scratched my head the other day and cut it open, for God's sake. I didn't even realize. I went and scratched my head and there was blood on the end. I'm like, oh, my God.
You better be careful.
Yeah.
You know, here we go back to that thought about fear.
Why should
we don't fear everything?
But that's another example.
Oh, my God,
it's another It's another good example, though. I mean, it is these little things. It's like, today I'm going to learn how to do this. I mean, I need to... This is something I think that's going to improve me and make me a better person. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, it's simple, and we laugh about it. I mean, I make a joke of this all the time. I'm like, hey, look at my hand. Look at my hand. Take my hand out. I'm doing it to my... The only person that really appreciates is my mother. She's
at
like,
least
wow,
you don't make
us
smell your finger. That,
well, no, I'm not going to...
Oh, my God.
That would be bad.
I wouldn't be here right now.
I would have to, put my foot
down. I'd be looking...
Joke in that somewhere.
I'd be looking for work then, man. There'd be no way I'd be still here talking with you.
No, today. No.
But it is about learning. It's about learning. It's about thinking. It's about thinking. We preach this. And that's one thing we do preach. We're like,
it's
think.
About not
think.
Smelling your fingers.
Well,
don't
do that either.
Right, Doug?
Definitely. That's a faux pas.
Oh, Jesus.
Doug is bad. Doug is trouble.
You guys, we have less than a minute left.
Okay, well then I should sing a song and close us out.
I do want to say one thing.
Wanted to say that it was an absolute pleasure being on this show, and I tell you guys are a lot of fun, and it's not so terribly, some of them are terribly boring.
Sometimes.
I always get something really from an interview or being interviewed or having a talk on the air. But yeah. This was so much fun, too, for me. I would have done it anytime, any place, anywhere. So anytime you want me back, give us a call.
I do. I want to talk about spirit. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about your book when that comes out. I want to talk about so many things.
It's not titled, Doug.
Oh, no. It is not titled that.
If you title it that, we're going to look at that book and go, that was because that was
Don't
fast.
Even subtitle it that. That would be really bad.
One thing, Jared, I do.
You're a funny guy.
You'd be like, you know. Spirit is everywhere.
I should say this one last thing, and that is that in case anyone wanted a reading, the toll-free number I have also.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and crank that out.
Yeah.
Which is 1-866-838-1088. And I got to tell you, I'm my own worst person. I really just think it's about the work. You're meant to read for who you meet, and that's how it is. So I kind of miss the boat.
That's exactly what Ghostly talks about. That's exactly what we do here. Do the exact same thing. We're our own worst person because we do this because we like to do it, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're my own worst person. Amazing. You're Scott's worst person.
I am. One thing, Tara, I do want to say, I gotta say this out, guys, and you guys are going to laugh at me for saying this, but it's the truth.
Oh, brace yourself.
I have had a crap week.
Yeah.
I have had absolutely one of the most...
It has. It's been a really bad week for you.
I've had one of the worst, most challenging weeks of my life this week. I was really down when I came here today. I really was. I mean, I've been busting my chops trying just to keep my
head. You were going to say another word.
I censored myself, but I've been really working hard to try to keep my head up this week. It's really been, and honestly, I'm not going to lie to listening audience. There's been a few times during the show I've been at the verge of tears. I really have. It's been such a hard week on me.
And you know what? You're so sweet. And you know,
I'm not calling the pity party.
Tonight was two things, probably.
Yeah.
But was, you know, there's a purpose in the reason I'm here for me too. I mean, for all of us, from everyone's, you know, direction and from everyone where everyone's coming from.
Mm.
But you know, with one thing to make you laugh.
Yeah.
And then to make you cry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I
and
I'm glad for that.
Smelling your finger.
And that doesn't happen very often.
That just cracks me up, Doug. I don't know why that cracks me up.
And that doesn't happen very often on Ghost Talk either.
You're so terrible.
We try to keep that out of the show as much as possible.
Whose laugh is that? Is that Doug's laugh?
That's Doug. That's Doug.
Yeah.
Somebody's the one who sounds like they're crying.
That's Doug.
That would be me.
No, Terry, it's really been a really, really hard week.
Do you
want to
know something?
Yeah.
Honestly, life is not as serious as we make it, and as serious as we see things.
Well, my dad, my
joke, but for example, even things like life and death.
Yeah.
They're not as serious as we think. Now, you mentioned your father was in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you didn't say hospital. I think you said he was sick.
Well, he's in the hospital.
He's in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I have his name? And is there a Jim or Jay or G anywhere? Anybody?
don't.
He just fell off his chair, so I don't know.
That's his father's name, Jim Anderson Lambert.
Jim. Okay, because there's a Jim or James I'm getting here.
Yeah, that's my grandpa, my grandfather Lambert.
Okay, and he's. I was just going to say he followed you by falling off the chair. Because they have senses of humor. And mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I think Jim has a sense of humor.
Oh, my grandpa was something else.
Do you understand that? He really is getting pissed off with you referring to him in past tense also. I got to talk to you
Hey, tell him I said I'm sorry, okay? I don't want
to
get my...
He can hear you. You know what? I swear to God, it's almost like he's saying... He can hear you. You don't have
to. Yeah.
But, you know, they have a sense of humor, too. Yeah. And I really feel that he has a sense of humor, this guy.
Oh.
Okay, does that make sense for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. And he's telling you not to worry so much and not to freak out so much. He is there for your father. Okay? And it's not just him. There's a whole band of them. And they come to us in times of need. Not just times when they're going to take us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They also come to give us support. And to give us help, and to give us strength, and to give us guidance. Do you understand?
Yes.
Really, they do. And I want to say to you that I do feel that he's very close. This is your father's father, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, not your mother's father. Nope. We're talking your father's father.
Mm.
And I do feel that he is very close, and he's watching over everything very closely. He's got a good sense of humor. He doesn't think of himself in any way, shape, or form as being sick when he passed away, even though he was. Do you understand that, too?
He wasn't. He wasn't at all.
But he doesn't, he knows that he wasn't feeling 100%, you understand? But he never wanted anyone to think he was sick. Do you understand that?
Tara, without getting into the details, I understand it completely.
Okay, because that's the kind of person he's telling me.
Stubborn old man. Yep.
He wants you to think that he's as fit as a fiddle as he ever was.
Yep.
And even now, he's saying the same thing. He's fit like he always was, and he's together as he always was. And who's the balding or thinning-haired man? Was he balding or thinning?
Mm-hmm.
Was he?
Yes.
Scott? Because
yes, he was.
I feel like he's pointing to his head and showing me balding or thinning hair. Very nice man. He's very close to your father. He loves your father so much, too. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Very close to your father. And I got to tell you, your father is going through something. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He is. And it's okay. You know what I mean? I don't feel like he's going to pass now. All right?
I hope he isn't.
But he is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some issues also with his heart?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? Is it around the heart? Did he have heart surgery also?
Yeah.
Because I get, like, surgery around that area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And everybody's praying for him, and the Spirit is answering the call for prayer. And also, your grandfather's acknowledging grandmom, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But this is really weird. I don't know. Don't say anything yet. I don't know if they're saying grandmom's there or grandmom's here. But grandmom, I think, is with him. Is this true? Or is she here?
My grandmother's still alive. My grandmother Lambert's still alive.
Okay, grandmother on your father's side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay, because it was hard to tell if she's here or if she's there. That was a hard one to pin. He's very clear, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But and it's not because she's going to pass away that it was hard for me to tell. It's just that he puts her so close to him. Do you know what I'm saying?
They were married over 50 years.
Yeah, he puts her in his thoughts right next to him. So, therefore, it's hard for me to place her. And I wanted to say to you that he always loves her so much. And she must also be very close to your father and at the scene of, or seeing what's going on and also being a very big part of what's going on with your dad. Is this true?
Yes.
She's still pretty healthy, eh?
Yeah, she's a...
Because, I mean, I don't get a real sick lady here. You know what I'm saying?
She's a firecracker.
She's got energy.
Yeah.
You know, she can still do things. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Be where she has to go. You know what I mean?
She's a very powerful lady. Very.
Very.
Powerful lady.
And he puts her like that, but she is not sickly, and she's got energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he loves that about her. Mm-hmm. Okay? But I will say to you that I think that your dad's going to be okay.
I
really do. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It definitely, I think you know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it doesn't mean that it's going to be quick or fast, where he's going to be better quickly. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
It's going to take time, and it's going to take patience. And he's not going to be 100% perfect, but he's not going to be sickly and horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
You know, but he's okay. And, you know, your love for him is beautiful. And your prayers and I'm not kidding you, the prayers of the family is working. It's working. It's helping. They're heard. They're being heard. Your grandfather is so strong, and he is such a big-hearted guy, and he's got such a good sense of humor, but he's also somebody that you can count on and depend on, and he even says that to me now. You can count on him and depend on him, and if he can do it, he will. He can't always do for you what you want, but he will try if he can. You understand that?
Yes, I do. Yeah. It's a rough situation right now.
And that's very comforting.
I didn't really want to bring this all out on the show. No. I'm sorry, but...
But that's very comforting.
You can just edit it. No, I'm kidding. You but, you know, your father is really going to be, like, I mean, he's going to be not perfect, but
no.
He's not going to be in so much a bad way.
No.
How many days ago was he in the hospital? 4 days ago? 5 days ago?
4 days.
Yep, four.
Because I get more than four.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to look and see. You know, you got to watch out for the chaos in the family more than with your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a whole different show in itself, right?
That's
there.
A whole different
where I'm
show.
Going?
Yeah. We're
it's more the chaos of the family. If the family would just relax a little and act, you know, okay to each other and in the situation and stop making such a you know, a kerfuffle, not just about this, but just generally, I think that your dad would be doing a lot better.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, Dad Al is the kind of person who would much rather have everybody, you know, go about, do exactly what they're supposed to be doing, and, you know, not make a big fuss over them, that kind of thing. So
he really is like that. He keeps trying to kick us out of the hospital.
He's not, you know, he's still got his thrift about him, and he hasn't changed so much that his ideas and thoughts and the way he is gone, because when people get like that, then you can start getting worried.
Yeah, no, but, he's still very much Dad L. Very much Dad L.
Let me tell you, he's still okay. I mean, he's getting older. We're all getting older, but he's still here.
Yeah.
You know, and he's going to survive. And part of sometimes living a long life, which he's not that old.
No, he isn't.
You know, he's not that old. Your dad. Yeah. Is he in his 50s?
Yeah.
Early 50s?
No.
Really? Because he feels like he's not that old.
He's not that old. He's in his late 50s. And
like 58?
Oh, nice. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
58,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's,
well, you know what I was wondering? Why they're doing that? Okay, well, there's a long story. I could tell you something. But I just want to say to you that it feels like he's going to survive, and he's got the thrift and the wherewithal to come through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not going to be quick. It's not. But everybody just has to settle and relax a little bit, you know?
Yeah, we're all obviously pretty upset about it right now.
Well, everybody's too tense.
Yeah.
It's like, my God, it's like one wrong thing and the glass will break. And the tension amongst the siblings, too, eh?
A little bit.
I think so.
It's been a little headbutt going on.
And is there anyone who's like a water sign, but a harder water sign? Not a harder. But is there a Scorpio anywhere?
Yeah.
Who's a Scorpio?
My sister.
Oh, that's the hard one.
Yeah. Hard as a rock.
You know what I mean? They're going to like a Scorpio sign, mm-hmm. you know? And not like the fishy.
Hey.
Not the merch. You know, we're talking Scorpio. And is there a January or Aries? Aries?
In my family?
Yeah, an Aries. Or this is hard. Okay, I'm not saying it's an Aries. But they're trying to give me that kind of solid sign here. That's kind of solid, like, and the only ones I always think of when I think of that, but I don't think that's right.
We're all kind of mushy, actually.
Yeah, well, but a solid sign, a solid person, you're all kind of mushy.
Yeah.
But, no, you're not July, are you?
No.
Okay. I don't know what this is, but the house solidity. For the solidness of this. Okay. But when's your birthday, hon, Scott?
February. I'm a fishy.
February,
I'm a fishy, too. Late February. I'm a fishy, too, yeah.
Yeah, what are you, 27, 28?
What's that?
I just turned 30,
yeah.
Okay, so that was what? What's your date?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, February 22nd. You meant the date, February 22nd.
Oh, sorry, honey.
It's all right.
Okay, February 22nd.
Yeah.
So you're on the cusp, Leone. So I said Aries, and maybe what I thought was Aquarius. But you're not. You're right on the... You're right after, what is that? That's right after Capricorn you are, right? Yeah, because that's like Capricorn's in early February. Okay, gotcha. Or is it better Aquarius? But we know your sign. I'm taking off a tangent here. But I just want to say to you that, and your dad, give me your dad's birthday too, honey.
Oh, crap. You're getting me on the spot now. Oh, yeah, I need Mom L here. he's October 16th.
Year? 1945. Oh, he's a little boy. He's a little boy. What are you worried? He's actually kind of a little bit of a peacemaker, too, when he wants to be, eh?
Yeah.
He can be.
Yeah, peacemaker.
Not always.
Peacemaker is in rifle. Yeah.
You know, it's like he gets really frustrated with... You know? I want to say S-A-I-T. Because he does, he gets really frustrated with it, and he's part of the problem as to why he's, you know, there's other things too. I think he's avoided a little bit.
Yeah, we all know that now, and he knows that too.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, it happened, and your dad's still strong enough to come through it.
Yeah.
Stop worrying, honey.
Okay. I'll try not to.
Thank you,
you know
Sarah.
What? Turn your energy into good. I hate to be a pest and say, oh, nobody should ever worry for someone when they're sick or feeling lousy.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that's, of course, illogical. If we love people, we're going to concern ourselves.
Well,
but I just want to say something very, very quickly, and that is that if everyone understood how important our thoughts were and our beliefs, in the sense that when you, not just you, honey, everybody, I've worried about people unnecessarily a lot. I'm a worrier by nature. Oh, my God, my niece, this is, she's coming home. Is it still not time? George, why is she not home yet?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, my dad was in the hospital for over a year and a half, and he passed away in 2003. Me and my dad were as close as you can imagine.
Yeah.
I was actually the closest child to him. He loved them all equally. I loved them all equally, too. But mm-hmm. it's just that we were very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this to you. Is that you can take your thoughts, my thoughts, Doug's thoughts, Will's thoughts, everyone's thoughts are actually things.
Mm.
So when you start worrying, you're not helping the energy of that person's health. You're not helping. You're not making them sick. Okay, I don't mean that.
Yeah.
But you're not helping them to get well.
Mm-hmm.
So what you should do is, or what we all should do, really, I mean, in a perfect world, we would be more aware and we'd know this, and actually there'd be signs to back what I'm saying up,
mm-hmm.
and that would be that. Instead, when you find yourself worrying to the negative about your father, instead forget about it. Put it to the side and instead take that energy. See your father in your own mind or your own inside of your own brain. Imagine what he looks like. See him. See him as you know him.
Mm-hmm.
And put like a green energy around him. Green is healing.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine green around him.
Mm-hmm.
Or see him, and you can do many different things. You can see him in your mind and instead see him getting fit and getting strong and getting healthy. See
mm-hmm.
his heart pumping strong and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
See everything attached to him strong and healthy. Imagine him fully strong and capable and healing and healthy and vibrant and alive. Because those are the thoughts that actually can help with people's health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't mean it will work absolutely. It just means that it's better help to that person than sitting worrying about them endlessly.
Well, yeah, you know, and I mean, I thought about that today, actually, before the show. I mean,
we all worry.
So
it's going to happen.
Well, you're talking about taking that energy and making it into a positive thing, and I thought about that, because the last time this happened, which wasn't too long ago, I didn't come to the show. I couldn't. I was totally out of it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
worse off right now, but I knew, I thought, and I'm like, look, you know, I need to come and do this thing tonight and see it through to the end. For, you know, just come and do the whole show, and kind of get some aggression out. Not aggression, but just get it out. You know, just blow some steam off a little bit. Have some fun and laugh. Thank you, Tara.
thank you, everyone. You
know, it'll make me feel. I know it'll make me feel better. I honestly didn't want to bring this.
No, stop
much to
it.
The,
that's
to the
part
surface,
of life.
You know?
And you know, I hate to say this. This was obviously going to happen no matter what. But there must be a reason that you had a medium on this show this week.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could have had, you know, somebody else.
Yeah.
And I think it just, the timing was kind of, you know, it's nothing coincidental.
Exactly.
Just like when my mother's sister passed away, her sister, her remaining sister, was in college, and my mother was in Toronto. And my mom had to meet her sister here.
Maybe with him.
Not. I don't know whose dog it is, but the thing is, the dog is with him in terms of spirit. Okay, so the dog must have passed away also. So he's taking care of the dog, the four-legged guy.
I'll,
okay,
I'll,
because somebody
have to
must have had a dog.
Well, I'll tell you, Tara. I mean, honestly, I thank you for coming on today.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you so much, Tara. And I want to.
Thank you.
This is
going to
sound bad.
And I'm so sorry for going overtime on your show.
No, it's all right. It's okay.
It's okay.
I feel kind of bad. I didn't want to air my not dirty laundry out there.
Sure,
but,
you know why.
But we had W Paranormals coming on next. We cut into those guys. That's all right. I hope they're cool with that.
I hope
apologize.
So. Yeah.
But I thank you guys for down here in the basement, too. For being cool about this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I do feel a bit emotional right now.
I hope you feel better.
Scott, we love you.
Yes, I hope you feel better, and you know that our thoughts and prayers are with you and your
Absolutely.
Family.
Absolutely.
And
you know what? Don't forget, Spirit's with you. And God is with you. God's the begin all and end all. Mm-hmm. And he's definitely hearing your prayers. So like I said, just keep praying. I'll pray. We'll all pray, everybody. Anyone out there who's listening, pray. Because, you know, Scott's dad, Scott's family can really use it today.
Mm-hmm. And we shall.
Thank you so much, Tara. Yeah, we gotta drop off.
I'm gonna buzz off and have a wonderful evening, and the same from the people from the next show. Have a great night.
Tara, thanks again. Tara. We'll talk with you, though,
because we do want to talk with you more about other stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of great stuff coming up for you as well.
Yeah, we want
to
talk about
that.
Send
an email, and I'll be there.
Okay, excellent.
Great.
Thanks, Tara.
Have a great one.
Thank you, too.
Good night.
Take care of yourself.
You're welcome, everyone.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Scott, and have a great night.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Heavy stuff.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm really sorry. I didn't want this to come out like this.
Hey,
I didn't really want anything out of this.
And I really didn't. This wasn't planned.
I don't think anything's a coincidence either. I don't want the people out there thinking, well, that's a big pity party for Scott Hill. No, I don't want. That's not what I want. Don't be hard-nosed and accept it.
Accept people's love. Accept people's prayers and thoughts. And
well, thanks.
Okay.
I know my dad appreciates it too.
Excellent. So with that, everybody, I have to say thank you so much for listening. Sorry we went over time, but that'll give people
Rob,
an extra.
Bob, we're sorry, guys.
Yeah,
we'll get you
Rob,
back
Bob,
later,
W Paranormal, everybody. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Coming up next on Pioneer is, of course, W Paranormal. Yeah. Our own website is www.ghostlytalk.com. We are indeed broadcast on Pioneer Radio Networks at pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net. With that, I have to say, next week, big show.
Yep.
So
Robert Bruce, coming on.
Robert Bruce from Australia. From Down Under. Yeah.
Down Under.
So big show coming up next week, you guys, so tune in.
Yeah, we're out of here, man.
For now, we are out of here. We'll see you next week, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
Have a good one, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from the Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.